It's time for our weekly chat featuring weekend arts and cultural events with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. As the days get cooler and darkness comes sooner, they tell us it's time for the annual Halloween events calendar.
There is no shortage of events, and there's everything. There are children's activities, family-friendly events, but also more spooky events for grown-ups. Something I want to check out this year, I'm sure I'll check out more than one, is in Bardstown at my old Kentucky Home State Park, where they have a display of Victorian mourning customs, including death mask and jewelry made from the hair of the deceased. So I definitely might be making a trip to Bardstown for that. And then one of the favorite events in Lexington is Pumpkin Mania at Transylvania, which is a free event. And they'll have hundreds of pumpkins there, which are going to be lit on October 25th. At 7 p.m., they switch them on, and it's gorgeous. I've been there when they do it, and it's such a fun event.
Right, and they're out there for several nights, and people gather and check them out and all that good stuff. I would see, and looking at the calendar, I was struck by how sophisticated some of the haunted houses and attractions like that have gotten, like Fright Night, and I know there's one on Tate's Creek Road that you say it's really good, but
it is.
Yeah, just, you know, with escape games and haunted hay rides and stuff like that, it's getting quite sophisticated.
Yes, and there's another event, a spooky ookie play in Versailles.
That's right. The Woodford Theater picked this time of year, obviously, it's a good time to do it, to present the Addams Family musical. And one of the real interesting things about it is these are characters that we have known for decades. Morticia, Gomez, Uncle Fester, Wednesday, Cousin It, and all of them. But we haven't really known them as musical theater characters before. And so we talked to Alicia McCorvey and Carmen Geraci about bringing those characters to life on stage with music and all that good stuff. Another big theater event that is continuing this weekend is Athens West Theater's season opener, Superior Donuts, which is by Tracy Letts, who won a Pulitzer Prize for August Osage County. And judging by Candace Cheney's review, this show is nowhere near as brutal as August Osage County was. You know, and looking at the calendar overall, I'm just struck that between Halloween, the election, fall festivals, and UK basketball season, it is really, really busy this weekend.
I think we got Capital Steps over at the Singletary Center. So in this crazy political year, that'll be a laugh. That'll be fun to see that.
And the Prohibition Festival is on. Several murals are going up around town, and the Lexington Art League is getting involved with events to celebrate that this weekend, too. So just a very, very busy fall in full swing.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can also find listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at WEKU.FM. And if you have an event you'd like to let others know about, you can post it there when you go to the events calendar link at WEKU.FM.